Say, how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Maisie, like the fella said, Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. And what I'm doing in Nevada is one of those things. I met a guy in a nightclub I was working, and he wanted me to drive a new car to Los Angeles. Alone by myself, even. Well, even I didn't guess till I got here that the car had been stolen. Well, the police didn't arrest me. It was a hot day, but here I am with no money, and the town is rolling in it. Jesus, I never was lucky, though. A girl I lived with once was going down the street and fell into a coal hole, and she sued for $5,000 and got it. The same thing happened to me, but I got arrested for stealing coal. Well, I'd worked in one of the casinos once before, so I started walking in that direction when I saw a girl I was in a show with once sitting in a big, beautiful car at the curb. Gloria!
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
Gloria DeVore. What a break this is finding you here in Las Vegas. Gee, I'm glad to see you.
I wish I could say the same for you.
Huh?
Are you anybody I know?
Now, look. Don't tell me you don't know your old pal, Maisie. After all, we were both in the course of that quick turkey don't rock the boat.
I'm sorry I don't recognize you at all.
But I'm terribly sorry you're sorry you don't recognize me. All I want you to do is pay me the $100 I loaned you.
Well, really, no.
You remember. You took the $100 and drove off to Elkton, Maryland and got married to that croaking baritone with a black mustache and a pointed ear.
I haven't any idea what you're talking about.
Gee, looks like you really stuck it rich somewhere, Gloria. What'd you do? Branch off into holding up banks or bankers?
I told you I don't know you, and I don't care to talk to you anymore.
Okay, Gloria, just run your nose down to Half Moss and pay me my $100 and I'll leave.
Please, leave me alone, Miss Revere, or I'll be forced to call a cop. A policeman.
Well, well, stepped out of character for a moment, didn't you? I thought that underneath that disgusting veneer you were still the same little rat.
Look, I told you I don't know you.
Okay. And how'd you know my name was Revere? I didn't tell you that.
All right, so I am, Gloria.
So you still owe me $100?
I haven't got it.
You can get it. Look at all that bracelet you're wearing.
Oh, Maisie. These aren't diamonds.
I know. They're little baby ice cubes that don't happen to melt.
No. They're just rhinestones.
Well, okay. Just give me the bracelet for the $100 then. Come on, hand it over.
Get your hands off me or I'll crack your one.
You make one wrong move, Gloria, and I'll stretch out your ears and tie them over your nose and don't think it wouldn't be an improvement.
Oh, I'd like to see you.
Fine, let's find an alley and settle this like ladies.
Hey,
okay.
What's going on here?
3 years ago, I loaned this tomato
$100.
Go, Nick. Now this
is
trying to
leave
it out with my face.
Money.
I'm not going to
let
you go. I'm not going to
Dames.
Okay, get in the car, Nick.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not Roger, are you?
No, cutie pie. I'm not Roger. I'm a sweet, lovable character with a little Creek Indian blood. And me and I'm known as Nick the Creek.
Well, I'm Maisie Revere, and I loan Gloria $100.
That's a lie.
I write it off as a bad debt, but I'm flat and broke, and I need the money.
You may be broke, sweetheart, but you're not.
My money. Help!
What's the matter? Somebody robbed you?
Yeah. 3 years ago. Well, This is the seventh casino I've tried tonight. If he's not here, I might as well.
I'm a sweet, lovable character, but if my luck doesn't change pretty soon, I'm going to shoot somebody, like maybe myself. Give me those dice.
Hello, Gloria, dear girl. Hello, Nicky boy.
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah, and I want my money. Oh, Nicky Pie.
Let go of my dice arm. Now look what you made me. Holy smoke, a natural. It's the first one in weeks.
Look, Nick, your little pal here owes me $100, and she won't pay it.
Can she help it if she's a thrifty type? Come on, Dice, this is your old pal Nick talking to you. You're requesting another set.
Beat it, Maisie, or I'll call the house, Dick.
Hey, Nick, pay attention to me.
Will you get your hands up? Another seven. Hey, throw them back to me, will you? I'm warming up. I'll let it ride, huh?
Nick, I'm appealing to your better nature, to the Indian in you. Tell your Pocahontas here to pay me off and I'll leave.
You're the little doll who stripped their gears, aren't you?
She don't know what she's saying, Nicky. Go ahead, Stro. You got the dice again.
Yeah. Now, wait, listen to me, Nick. I loaned her $100 to get married on, and she never paid me back.
Let go, my girl.
Well, let him go.
11. Another natural. Now, look, Maisie, keep your hands off of me, see?
You think you can do better than 3 naturals in a row? I want the $100 Gloria owes me.
Wait a minute. You say you loaned it to her to get married on?
Oh, that's a lie.
Sure. 3 years ago on Valentine's Day in Elkton, Maryland, she married a baritone named Roger B. Dodger III.
Don't believe her name.
Married, huh? Well, this I didn't know.
Well, that's not all you don't know, Chief.
Hey, Nick, the dice. Oh, yeah, okay. Dice, this is your announcer, Nick the Creek of the Creek Indian Tribe, speaking to you from the dice table of the Lady Luck Casino. I'm a sweet, lovable character, and I want a seven.
Wait, Nick, let's... Oh,
will you stop grabbing me when I'm throwing?
Hey, you got another seven.
Yeah, those dice love my warm, mellow voice. Gloria, you're this cute little character, Asino.
Yeah, Nick, I guess I do.
Then pay her off, pay her off. Give her an extra 20 for interest.
No, thanks. I just want the 100.
Here, take it. Now beat it.
And thank you for your kindness, Mrs. Dodger.
Hey, Nick, the dice. Yeah. I better draw back on this and keep your hands off this time.
Don't worry, I'm going.
Okay, Dice, I want another seven.
This time you'll get something to match Gloria's personality.
Holy feet, look what come up.
A perfect match. You got snake eyes. Goodbye now.
Oh, here you are in the dining room. I thought you'd be in the bar.
I was hungry, not thirsty.
Nick wants to see you, Maisie.
Well, I don't want to see him. Or you either. I certainly had a blast to shake you loose from the money you owed me.
Yeah, you certainly fixed me up with Nick. I mean, telling him about me being married.
Oh. Well, what's the trouble, Gloria? You've been telling more lies than are absolutely necessary?
Never mind. Come on, Nick wants to see you.
Nothing doing. I'm happy right where I am. If he wants to see me, he can come here.
You don't seem to realize who Nick is. He's one of the biggest gamblers in this place.
And you're one of the biggest phonies, but I'm still not impressed. Now run along, you're ruining my digestion.
Maisie, Nick told me to bring you to see him, or else.
I've always wondered what "or else" meant, and now I'm going to watch it happen to you. I'll bet it's exciting, too.
Oh, here he comes.
Goody.
Gloria, I just called up long distance, and I found out you did get married 3 years ago. You lied to me, huh, sweetheart?
Well, you see, Nicky, it was like this.
Well, you can't blame the girl, Nick. It just doesn't come natural to her to tell the truth.
Give me them bracelets and rings I gave you.
Nicky, please, don't.
I'm a sweet, lovable character, but I hate Dan for a lie.
In other words, you just hate Dan.
You keep out of this. Thanks, Gloria. May I say you look much better without all this expensive shiny stuff I bought you?
Oh.
I get lost.
Well, if diamonds are a girl's best friend, here's a gal who just lost her last pal.
Oh, Nick, what am I going to do?
You can go back to what you were doing before I met you. In case you've forgotten, you were a hostess for an iron claw machine.
All right, Nick. You'll regret this. I'll fix your wagon.
Yeah, let me know when it's fixed, huh? Now, Maisie, let's talk about you and me.
Hmm?
You brought me luck at the dice table, and it left as soon as you did.
Ah, you don't believe that, do you?
Who knows? Maybe it's luck, maybe it's the law of averages, or maybe it's parapsychology. The important thing is that I think it's you, and when I know I'm lucky, I'm lucky.
Have you had your head examined lately?
Look, doll, I'm not kidding. Let's go over to the table and try again.
Well, what if you don't win?
Who loses when he's lucky? I just finished the losing streak. I gotta win now.
Why? I've been beating my brains out for years to get to the top in show business, and I'm still right where I started.
Well, come on. Let's see whether you bring me luck or not.
Okay. But I'm warning you, Nick. I'm the kind of a girl who could stumble into a diamond mine and come out with lead poisoning.
What do you think, Maisie? Should I let it ride?
Well, how much are your chips worth?
Oh, about 5,000, more or less.
Oh, my gosh, get it off the table quick.
Yeah, we'll let it ride. Okay, Maisie, hold on to my dice, son.
Now, look, Hiawatha, you're pushing your luck too far.
Dice, this is Nick the Creek Indian speaking to you and asking for a 7 on account of us Indians getting swindled out of Manhattan Island. Here they go. Hey, what's this? I didn't get no 7. It's just a lousy 11. Hey, Maisie, when I ask for a 7, I don't want no substitutes.
Look, Nick, I'm so nervous the water on my knees has white caps on it. Let's quit.
Yeah, okay, we quit. Put these in my account, Mike.
Yeah.
Let me see how much there is here. Let's see, 5,325. What are with the rest I want?
Yes,
sir. Okay, come on, Maisie.
I can't figure it out. Why should I be lucky for you?
Yeah, who knows? I went so busy making money, I'd go to college and find out why.
Yeah, it might be a nice education for the professors.
Let's grab my car and go someplace for a bite to eat in the floor show, huh?
Good. I'm still sort of nervous.
Gee, there's a nice big $1 million moon up tonight. And a lot of stars scattered around like nickels and dimes, huh?
Nick, you've got a cash register mind.
Hey, Sandy. It isn't often I have to ring up no sale either. Hey, that reminds me, here's your cut for tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know if I ought to take this. I didn't do anything. And I'm not going to either.
Take the money.
Well, all right.
You know, Macy, you're going to be my girl now, and I just...
Nick, look about for the car.
Hey, hit the dirt, Macy, quick! Are you all right, Macy?
Well, sure, if all right includes lying flat in your face in a gravel drive.
They're lousy shots. Here, let me help you out.
Thanks.
As I was saying, before we were so rudely interrupted, you're going to be my girl now, Maisie.
Well, I'll decide that, and I say no.
And now, Maisie, you haven't got no choice. You're my good luck charm, and I'm not going to let you go. You're it whether you like it or not.
You mean whether I live or not?
Yeah. That, too.
Oh, brother. How am I going to get out of this?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Beautiful blonde brain now, huh?
Well, look, Nick, I know you're a sweet, lovable character.
That I am.
But you and I just aren't the same type. You don't seem to mind being shot at as long as it's by somebody you know.
Oh, yeah. That was Jake.
Well, frankly, Nick, I just get nervous standing next to a guy who practically has a target painted on him.
Oh, don't worry, doll. You'll get used to it. You're just like a bird dog on opening day of the hunting season.
I feel more like a duck. What's this Jake got against you, anyway?
Oh, he hates to see me win because it's his money. And sometimes we have business interests to crash.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to get caught between you two when you're having a business conference. It might be fatal.
Oh, now you quit worrying about it. You're making money, aren't you?
Yeah, but I hear you can't take it with you. So, if you don't mind, I'll just bow out.
Look, Maisie, I'm a charming person, but I need you, and you're not going to bow out.
Oh.
Get the idea, doll?
Yeah, I catch, Nick. You do me one favor?
Sure.
Promise me you'll give me a beautiful funeral?
So you're through with Nick, eh, Gloria?
That's right, Jake. My word of honor.
Gloria, stop trying to amuse me. You think you know how to get rid of the little doll who's been bringing Nick all the luck, huh?
Oh, sure, it's a cinch.
A clean way? You know, we know the messy ways ourselves.
Oh, yeah, this is clean.
Hello, Jake the Snake speaking. Oh, hiya, Mickey. Yeah. Yeah, okay, but we're having a little trouble with Nick the Creek. Yeah. He's cleaning us at the dice table. And don't you worry. I'm giving it my personal supervision. Sure. Goodbye, Mickey. That was Mickey the Moose.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah. Okay, send him right in. One of my boys is coming in to report. He used to be an officer in my outfit during the war. I was a private, but now he's working for me. Come in. And salute. Two. At ease. What's your report, Colonel Lewis?
Well, sir, we shot at our objective 2 nights ago at 0315 hours. But due to enemy evasive action, we were unable to hit either the primary or the secondary target. We returned to base at 0432.
Yeah, I heard about that. Colonel, that was a very bad show.
Yes, sir. Sir, will you brief us for our next mission, sir?
Yeah, but later. We're going to try to get rid of the little doll in a nice way first. What's the idea, Gloria?
Well, she's nuts about show business, see? So we get her agent, Squirmin Herman, to tell her he's got a big deal on for her in Hollywood. And she'll go, don't worry.
Hey, that's good. Yeah, Herman owes the house $700, you know. And if that don't work, Colonel, we're going to gimmick up the starter on Nick's car. I'm going to snap his winning streak if I have to do it with dynamite.
Yes, sir.
In the meantime, you take the major out to the ranch and both of you get in a little strafing practice.
Oh, yes, sir.
Attend. Detail about face. Forward. Hand. I love the Army.
Major Revere.
Well, it's Squareman Herman, my good old agent.
Maisie, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a week.
Not very hard. You would have answered the letter I sent you 2 weeks ago.
I didn't get the letter, Maisie, and besides, I didn't have the $10 you wanted to borrow.
I see. Same old Squareman Herman, the lion is crooked, as cheap as chiseling as agent in Hollywood.
Well, who wants an honest man for an agent?
Oh, well... What's in your mind, Herman?
I got a sensational offer for you in Hollywood, Maisie. Guess what kind of a deal this is?
The usual deal from the bottom of the deck.
Don't be so skeptical, Maisie.
I'm not skeptical, but I remember the last picture deal you got me. I had a 2-hour contract with 10-minute options.
Oh, never mind that, Maisie. This is different.
Oh. Well, what studio is it with?
Well, it isn't exactly a studio. It's an independent producing group. I am not at liberty at this time to name the people who are behind it.
Now, well, what kind of a picture is this, anyhow?
It's the most popular kind. It's a Western picture.
Yeah.
Maisie, believe me, kid, this is going to be a Western that'll make all other Westerns look like Eastern.
Yeah?
And they're dependent on you to hold up the love interest.
Well, I didn't expect to shoot marbles. Gee, it sounds like it might be okay, huh?
Well, you'll be the star, unless you got objections to that.
Oh, no, of course not. How much money is there in it for me?
I'd have to take that up with the producers.
Oh, well, you ought to be able to get pretty good money if they're so anxious to get me.
Yeah, well, they're dying to get you, but in an indifferent way. What would you say to $250 a week?
$250 or $2.50?
$250.
Oh.
Or if you want to do it on spec, I might be able to get your percentage of the profits.
Oh, I'd rather have the money than the dream. Gee, that sounds great, Herman. It's really on the level now, isn't it?
Maisie, I put my right hand on my heart.
Herman, that's your left hand.
Oh. How's this, then?
Your fingers are crossed.
Yeah, come on, Maisie. Let's go back to the table. I need your lucky
stuff. Oh, well, wait a minute, Nick. I want you to meet my agent, Squareman Herman. This is Nick the Creek.
I'm very glad to meet you, Nick. I've heard a lot about you.
Yeah? I heard a lot about you.
Nick, Herman's got a picture for me to do in Hollywood. Isn't that wonderful?
No.
I'm going to leave tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Well, I'd better leave now.
Come here, you.
Hey, let go of my necktie. It's hand-painted.
I mean, I'm a sweet, lovable character, but I hate losses.
Well, get away from Herman. Oh.
Jake the Snake sent you, didn't he? Well, speak up fast.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He did. Take it easy.
There ain't any picture job for Maisie in Hollywood, is there?
No.
Oh, Herman.
Yeah, you see, I thought so. Now, you can tell Jake I'm going to discuss this with him. Now, beat it.
Yes, sir. No, don't.
Oh. Okay, Maisie, let's go to the table and get a little more of Jake's money, huh?
Gee, that was one of the best pictures I didn't get a job in.
What do you mean you did your best?
I did, Jake, but she wouldn't go for it. And besides, that Indian Nick chased me away from her and told me to say he was going to get you.
Okay. I'll just have to blast him.
Jake, nothing is going to happen to Maisie, is it?
Who knows? The boys are going to gimmick up a little dynamite to the starter of Nick's car. If Maisie happens to be in it, the world will be minus one cutie pie.
But you can't do that, Jake. She's my client.
Did you say I couldn't do it?
Jake, I wouldn't have anybody to sell her, but if anything happens to Maisie, I'd be fresh out of plums.
Well, that's too bad, Hyman. And remember, if you tip her off...
Okay, Jake. Goodbye, Maisie. You were a great little trooper.
Nicky, you did pretty well again.
Yeah, Maisie, you're my lucky charm. Here's your commission.
Oh, gee, thanks, Nick. This is the first time I've ever been lucky. I've always been so far behind the eight ball, it looks like a three.
Well, Maisie, let's go out and get in my car and take a little ride out in the desert, huh?
Let's not.
Well, why not? There's a beautiful moon, though.
I know. But the desert seems like such a long way to walk back from.
Hey, it's cool out tonight, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if... Hey, there's Jake.
Don't move, Mickey boy.
Hey, quit pointing that gun in my direction.
Hey, you know me, Jake. I'm a sweet, lovable character. I never carry anything noisy.
Wow. So this is the little doll who's your lucky child.
Keep your wandering eyes at home, Jake, or Nick will fill you full of arrows.
Nick, I hear you want to talk to me.
Yeah, I did, Jake.
I want to talk to you, too. I think one will be enough.
Now listen, Jake, will you kindly walk over to that trash barrel and drop your head in it?
Relax, Curly Lyle.
Relax, nothing. You're the guy who made Herman build up my hopes about a job in Hollywood. Don't keep watching, Nick. Look at me. Okay, look at Nick, then. I got it.
Let go of me, you.
I got it away.
Don't shoot, Nick.
Let go of my arm.
Don't be an idiot.
He's going for his car.
Well, let him get away.
No, wait a minute. That's my car he's going for. It's just like his. Jake, stop.
Let him get me now.
Let him go.
Let
Nick,
go of me, idiot.
Go.
Holy Pete. Somebody, and it was probably Jake's boys, too. Somebody booby-trapped my car. And Jake got into it by mistake.
Oh. That looks like the end of Jake the Snake. Gee, I feel sort of shaky. I feel like I've used up the last bit of my luck.
Yeah. You know, if I'd have shot him before he got into the car, I'd have pushed on the starter. But you stopped me, Missy. You and your lucky arm.
I don't think we better push our luck any further, Nick.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
And I hope this will teach you a lesson, Nick. Never invite a girl to drive out into the desert with you. It may seem like a good starter, but it might blow right up in your face.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Jake the Snake was a nervous type. People were always telling he'd go to pieces sooner or later, and sure enough, he did. Poor guy. The paper referred to it as an accidental self-inflicted homicide. Nick and I went back into the casino to make sure that my luck had left me, and sure enough, it had. Anyway, I've got $3,000 commission, and I'm going to Hollywood. It'll be the first time I ever brought any money with me. I wonder what'll happen. Well, I better hide down at the railroad station where I can hop a freight. Hey! Wait a minute, I forgot. I got money. Jeepers, I'm rich. I don't even have to walk to the station. Hey, taxi!
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Joan Banks, Hans Conried, Peter Leeds, Bill Conrad, and Arthur Q. Bryan. Jack McCoy speaking. ¶¶